Welcome in to episode 110 of the Godly Amen podcast. Will has put together a fantastic outline. I'm genuinely excited.
We're excited about this episode.
Yeah, we're excited about it. And we've talked about this a little bit, and Will mentioned this a few weeks back, I think, of what if we did one on humor? And I thought, man, that sounds great, but can we get enough out of it? And he has a robust outline for us to go through today. And so I love it. I think he's got a lot of good points that he makes here. 10, actually, we're going to go through that I think is really important. But Will, why does this one matter to you?
Yeah, so, and I'll start by saying kind of, we try to do a very good blend on this podcast of heavier episodes mixed with some lighter episodes. Obviously, some of the things we discuss are incredibly, incredibly important. What we talked about last week, how to stand up to your wife and when to stand up to your wife. It's a pretty intense topic. Like, that is not light whatsoever, but it's important. And we really feel like you as godly young men, those are things that you need to know. You need to at least be aware of. And we don't shy away from those. But at the same time, we also don't shy away from episodes like this that are, we do believe important. We firmly believe everything we're about to say. But let's be honest, maybe not quite as important. So, you know, you get the nice blend here on the Godly Young Men podcast of both of those type episodes. But it's important, Joe, I think, for several reasons. One, God gave us the gift of humor.
Yeah.
He did. I mean, I think we don't think about that sometimes. The gift of laughter, the gift of, you know, humor itself, the gift of joking, the gift of you know, we've all had those moments where we legitimately just can't stop laughing because something's so funny. That's a blessing of, I mean, could you imagine how colorless life would be if humor did not exist? I work with some guys who, you know, shout out Seth and Ian, just two of the funniest guys that I've ever met in my entire life. Like, we have such a great time, you know, working, and there's, you know, a lot of intense things, but they just do such a good job of making people laugh. And again, I just think about how colorless life would be without humor. What thoughts do you have to kind of introduce?
No, I love that. I love that. That's what I was thinking, is there's a place for this in life, and it is a blessing from God. I think that is the importance of, and why this matters for us is, godly young men ought to have a sense of humor. We're stoic all the time. That's kind of the thing online, is the stoicism, right? Or the asceticism. Like, we don't have fun in life. We don't do anything in life. We just do hard things. The David Goggins, like, get over yourself, man. Laugh a little. Have a good time in life. It doesn't mean that we're Mr. Jokester. We're going to get into that and what that looks like. But not that we're laughing at everything at inopportune times and such. It's more just appreciating, as you said, the color of life and realizing there's a lot of naturally funny things in life, and there's a lot of things that, you know, if you're paying attention to your life, it's good to make, you know, to have some humor in that and to make it funny, because that gets us through some really tough times, but it also helps, it brings us together, it helps us to enjoy the good times.
It's a big part of relationships, too. I mean, Joe and I's relationship is built on some serious humor over the 15 years that we've known each other. We've had some awesome moments together. But again, you know, friendships, even with your spouses, we'll get to later. But Joe, so one thing I want to say to start, we don't have to spend a ton of time here, but there is humor in the Bible, too. Like, this is not something that, you know, you don't see in the Bible. I've got on here Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 4, which talks about there's a time to mourn and there's a time to laugh, acknowledging that. I put Balaam and Barak on here, that, you know, Barak call, which, you know, you have to read the humor into it kind of, but Balak calls Balaam to come prophesy against the Israelites, and he just prophesies for the Israelites every time. And, like, there's humor as you read that, like, I don't know, it's just kind of a goofy thing. What are some of the other ones we've got on here?
Yeah, God used sarcasm toward Job. You know, you see that sarcastic, like, where were you? Or, oh, I guess you know this, right?
I actually read this 2 days ago in my Bible reading. It's some piercing sarcasm.
He's got some zingers in there, God, with Job. And could you imagine being Job just sitting there like, I'm getting dunked on by the Almighty? Yeah, you know, exactly, that's right. That is pretty rough. You also have your, you know, Paul using sarcasm. There are some naturally funny things that really shouldn't be funny. But I think of the sons of Jacob going and having, who is it, where they
Dinah?
Yeah, where they get them to circumcise themselves, and then like 2 days later while they're all in pain. I'm sorry, that's a horrible story. It's terrible. But they go and kill them while they're all in pain. Like, there is a
level of humor in that.
There's a level of humor in some of those things, or just the way that life works out, and yet, you know, you could, if you don't think that's funny or you're mad at me, sue me. Sorry.
You know, like, lighten up a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's just some humorous moments in the Bible. So even the Bible, and that's, I'm glad you put that on here, because there are some fuddy-duddies, whatever you want to call them, that just, man, they take everything seriously, especially some of the older crowd.
Yeah.
God uses humor. It's a blessing, as you said. The Bible's using it. But Will, I want you to get us into, you got 10 things on here, 10 things on this outline that I think are really important to know. Maybe some parameters, guidelines. I don't know if you want to just call these general principles.
These are things we both believe very strongly about humor.
Some things regarding humor. So get us into this with number one.
Yeah, the first one is know the right and wrong times to try to be funny. This is something it's kind of one of the more important ones to start out. Like, you know the people who are not funny sometimes based on when they try to be funny. Like, it's just bad timing, an important moment, maybe a serious conversation, and, you know, go to drop a joke, like, really, really bad timing. Obviously, there's kind of the trope of, like, the joke at a funeral. Hopefully, you don't ever do anything like that. But, like, situations like that where it's like, this is very serious. This is where, you know, like, I think, I don't know why I thought of this, but, like, you go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington Cemetery. Yep. It's supposed to be this very, very somber, like, you're not supposed to say anything. Yep. And somebody's dropping a joke. Like, just really, really ill-timed. And so I think knowing the right time and the wrong time is really important.
My dad was my dad and brother were hunting with some friends and one of my brother's friends growing up. Good guy. I mean, really good guy. I don't even know if he watched this podcast, but I remember hearing the story. They're up in the mountains. They're hunting. It's muzzle-loading season in September, so 9/11 happens. And he decides that's the time to make a joke. Did you hear they hit the White House as well? Joking, quote-unquote, and my dad flipped.
Oh, I bet.
What? He's like, oh, no, I'm just kidding. You don't get about those things.
My dad flipped again.
Oh, yeah. My dad went off on him. Like, there are certain things you joke about and you don't joke about. And look, he was a 13, 14-year-old kid, thought he was making a joke. Time and place. I think you cover that perfectly. Like, making the jokes at the funerals, making the jokes at, you know, in a workplace meeting where it's just really inappropriate timing. You need to understand where you are in life as a godly man. I love that you brought in Tomb of the Unknown Soldier because it's those type of things that maybe you're not used to doing that. You're not going to go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier every day, most likely, right? The work meetings, maybe things like that, so you're working in some humor. When there are certain places in life where you just go, I just need to be quiet
for
a second. Not right now.
One thing I've learned, and then Joe, if you want to get us in the second one.
Yeah, go for it.
One thing I just kind of do, and I'm not trying to say that I do what's best, but it served me well, and that is, as my brain is, you know, let's say it's a work meeting, conversation, whatever, and my brain brings a joke to my head that I could say, I will weigh it mentally, and if I'm like, close call, I just don't.
Yeah.
Just, it's better to not, just...
Better safe than sorry.
It's not worth the potential laughs you might get, for the risk of the embarrassment of it, the joke not landing or it being bad timing or whatever. So that'd be one thing I would say. Like, if you're kind of on the fence about it, just don't say
it. And I think this wraps in actually with number two. Number two is know the right people to be funny around. Because you make a great point in that of, like, why do you need the humor? Mm-hmm. There's certain people where it's just, man, this is what we do. We have a good time. We joke. You and I joke quite a bit. You got to know the right people to be funny around. You got to know the right situations. But if you're always forcing the humor around everybody or in every situation, you need to take a step back and examine yourself. I don't want to get ahead on number three.
No, you're
good. But there is that element of, like, read the room, know the situation. This is another read the room moment. You got to know the right people to be around.
There's some people that can't take it.
Some people can't take it. Yeah. Some people you're joking with, you're making sarcasm, and then you just notice, like, they deflate, and you go, whoa, you know, I joke that way with my buddies, like, all the time. Yeah. Maybe that's not the right person. You really have to read the room and know who can take what.
This sounds super mean, but I'm just going to say it, too. There is a certain level of intellect to humor sometimes, and there are times when you can just be... just dropping, you know, great jokes and just being really funny, and it's not clicking with certain people.
Yeah.
Again, not trying to be insulting, but, you know, it's just going over their head, or, like, they don't get the joke, or the joke takes a little bit, you know, you have to think an extra layer to get the joke, and it's just not there. That's kind of another example of just, you know, not the right person to tell the joke around. And again, these things are not like you're in sin if you do. Like, again, this is not that type of gravity of an episode. These are just general principles for know the right and wrong time, as we said to start, and then know the right people.
I will say, coming into the situation with, like, your future in-laws, check yourself, you know, things like that. If you're meeting, you're coming into a church and you're Mr. Jokey with the elders or some elderly person, like, again, know the right people to be funny around. Sometimes it's not going to be your mom. She's in a bad way. Sometimes it's not going to be your wife. She's not in the mood. So it's not even just the right people, though. Yeah. I think that's a massive point. It's also just the moments
situation
here. Get us to number three.
Number three I'm passionate about, and I'm sure Joe is too, is don't try too hard.
Yep.
Do not try too hard. We've all met this guy. You probably could think of the guy that I'm talking about who just tries too hard to be funny, and this is just the reality of it. Because he tries too hard, he's typically not funny.
Right.
Again,
because everybody can sniff it out.
Because, everybody can see, like, you're just trying to get laughs. You're just trying to, kind of like the whole throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. Like, yep. That's what these types of guys do, is they just are trying so hard to be funny, so hard to be liked. And I'm sure Joe could get into a lot of it's built in insecurity, and they just want people to accept them. And, you know, that's a whole different side of it. But listen, if this is you, do not be the person that just tries too hard to be funny. We're going to get into it later on. But, like, the guy who can just kind of naturally well-timed humor, like, that's what you want to be. Not yep. the guy that's just every 3 seconds is a joke, and some of them are kind of good, and then, you know, others are just not very funny. But, man, he's just going to throw as many jokes up against the wall and see what sticks. Don't try too hard.
Right. You're not the comedian. Maybe you are a comedian. I don't know. Good for you if that's the case and you go out there. But even then, they'll hone their craft and they'll find, this doesn't work. This doesn't work. I'm not going to make this joke anymore. You see people that just, they don't get the memo. Like, it's not funny yeah. anymore. Please stop. You know, it goes back to number one and two of knowing the right people to be around, the right right place, the right time, things like that. Number four, don't put others down trying to be funny. And there's a caveat to this, which is some ribbing is okay. Talk about that toward the end. There's a little, like, bit
mean spirited.
But we're talking mean spirited. Yeah, exactly. Like, you're putting them down to lift yourself up, to make yourself seem funny. And you see this person that's just like the ultra sarcastic. They're just jerks, and they're always laughing at somebody else's expense. People don't want to be around you. Now, you may find people where they're the cool kid and they kind of do that. By and large, the cool kid in high school that did that is a loser by the time he's 25, because by the time all his cronies are gone, it's not funny to laugh at people. And in the real world, you get beat up for that. So you may be able to, you know, maybe not in this day and age, you don't as much, but still, people don't respond very well to the person who's always putting others down just to be funny, just to get the laugh.
Hopefully you can understand the difference, what we're saying again. Like, what you can tell when somebody is genuinely just, you know, trying to have a good time, again, kind of the ribbing thing, versus saying something that has a little bit more behind it, like trying to be mean, trying to, in a subtle way, be mean, like, haha, it's a joke, but it's actually not, you know, it's not a joke. And for some people, that joke might hit pretty close to home, again, especially if it's about somebody's, the way they look, their character, whatever it is, and that might hit a little too close to home. And there have been friendships ruined over stuff like that. And so we're not trying to be fuddy-duddies here and say don't ever, like, you know, make fun of people in a lighthearted way where they're laughing right there along with you. There are people out there who they just put others down because they think it's funny, and it's just not.
And we're perfectly fine with sarcasm. All sarcasm has a sense of truth, you know, a little bit of truth in it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be funny. On the other hand, we're talking things that are just too on the nose. Like, you're going right after the guy's weight. You're going right after the guy's intelligence. You're going right, like, you can make allusions to something like that. maybe if you know him well, if there's things like that. But this is just a rough one. Number five is, know when to laugh at yourself. We've talked about this one before. Don't want to take this one. Don't go too much on this, but don't take yourself too seriously. At the same time, don't always make yourself the butt of the joke. Don't put yourself down every single time. Yeah. There needs to be, once again, know the time and the place of when to just have a good laugh at yourself. Everybody is, you do something dumb and everybody laughs at it, and it's like, okay, I'll laugh.
I'll
along.
Own that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, you know, like you stutter, or you say something, like, you say a word wrong. It's just like, man, there's nothing I can do. Everybody,
I have
heard
a few
it,
of those that my family loves to bring up.
I can think of one in particular. Yeah,
please,
probably can't share right now. But yeah, like, I'm really this one, Joe Adam, I'm really glad that he did, because you see the guys that are all fun and games, but as soon as somebody starts laughing at them, it's like, whoa, hold on. Like, you don't want to be that guy. You need to learn when to laugh at yourself when you say something dumb. And Joe adds a good qualifier as well. Like, you also don't want to be the guy who, you know, is, again, the butt of every single joke. So let's go ahead and move on to number six.
Yeah, go for it.
And I think this one is important as well.
Yeah.
Funny and goofy are two different things. Funny and goofy are two different things. I think it's perfectly okay for somebody to, let's say, listen to this episode and say, you know what, I would really like to be funnier than I am. I'd like to work on my humor. Like, sure, no problem. I don't think you should want to be known as goofy. I'm curious. I put this outline together. Joe looked at it a few minutes before, and so he didn't.
That one stood out to me
immediately.
He's kind
of reacting to this in real time,
That was one of the ones that stood out immediately. The rest are like, yeah, that's pretty good. And I saw this one, I thought, man, what a great addition, because I couldn't agree more. I don't think I would have come up with that. This is a perfect addition when it comes to being known as something. Name one person that you take seriously that's known as goofy. You see the preachers, they get up in the pulpit and they're making the goofy jokes. And they're kind of dressing goofily and they have the bow ties. And just, they're goofy. I don't take that person seriously. Maybe that's a flaw on my end, but you
don't
either. And almost anybody I know doesn't really take them seriously. And that's partly what they're going for, is it's a little bit of that goofy, like, off-putting and, yeah, we're all just having a big laugh. Like, no, there's a difference between making a joke here or there versus being known as the goofy guy, and that's off-putting to me. Yeah. And I don't fully know why, but it's just, it's off-putting. It's like,
it's not just you. It's really not.
Yeah.
Like, I think, and if you're having a hard time trying to kind of differentiate between the two things, like, again, funny is just somebody who you're able to say the right thing that makes people laugh. You're able to use humor in a way that brings, you know, laughter and smiles and whatnot, versus the goofy guy that's like, you know, clumsy on purpose, right. And, oh, I'm just a goofball. And
a lot,
like,
of physical comedy.
Kind of a class clown, almost. Yeah. Again, you probably can think of somebody like that. And typically, I think the reason why this bothers both of us is because typically this is the person that's trying too hard.
Yeah.
To go back to number three. This is the person who just either wants that to be a part of their personality or wants to be known as Mr. Goofy, and so they kind of go overboard on it. And, yeah, Joe, I like what you said, like, think of the people that you respect the most highly. Are any of them goofy? I don't want to speak for you. In my life, I can think of, you know, the top five people that I respect the most. Goofy is not a characteristic that I would describe. Some of them are funny. Funny is a characteristic for some of them, but not goofy. So, yeah.
I was thinking about the character Goofy. Goofy and Pluto and all that, right? Like,
He talks like an idiot.
Yeah. It's a physical comedy. Everything else, like, if you're wondering if Goofy, just go to Goofy. Is there anything like that? Anything that kind of looks like you're Goofy? Because I was thinking about that, like, I have a tough time thinking of Donald Trump as a goofball.
Yeah.
And that would be
J.D. even Vance is a goofball, yeah.
Right. Like, you take them seriously because they have a great, you can listen to J.D. Vance. No, the guy has a great sense of humor. But he's not, the other thing that goes along with Goofy is a lot of times it is kind of the trope and it is their personality and it's their identity, and so maybe it comes along with, we dunk on this all the time, it comes along with, like, the Funko Pops and the things like that, where, or the anime or whatever it is, where, like, they have this identity built around the Goofy. Try not, to the best of your ability, try not to be that, because we want people to take us seriously, and not seriously the point of, like, we never have fun, obviously.
There's a balance here.
There's a balance here.
Go ahead and get to number seven, because it very much ties into this.
Yes, don't make funny your number one personality trait. Don't make it your number one personality trait. That's not what you want people thinking about when they think of you. Is, oh yeah, you know, he keeps, there's a caveat here. You're going to have some people that go, man, he's a funny guy. That's perfectly fine. If the only thing they can think about is you make a joke out of everything, kind of going to the guy that tries too hard, or if that's the number one thing and they don't think about, like, you can never have a serious conversation with them. They don't ever think about you being like the deep friend that can talk on multiple levels, or that gets emotional or whatever it is. All they can think about is how he just has a good time and laughs all the time. I don't know. I don't think that's what you want to be known as.
This one might sound weird, too, of, like, don't make fun of your own personality trait. I want to make sure we're clear, like, and I don't want to speak for Joe, I would like to be known as somebody who is funny.
Yeah, no
doubt. Like, I would like for people to think of you know, me in a lot of different ways. One of them being, yeah, he's funny. Like, he's good at humor. He knows when to, you know, make a joke, that kind of thing. I don't want that to be the first thing that people think.
Right, not number one.
Will's just hilarious all the time. And I would say, though, the one exception is if you're going into the field of comedy. Like, if you're going to be a comedian, sure, this should probably be your number one personality trait. Other than that, it just, to me, I guess it ties very closely back to the last one. Like, you just don't want to be Mr. Goofball all the time, who that's what people think of. And listen, this one, maybe you might disagree with and say, no, I'd like to be known as the funny guy, the guy that makes people laugh. And, you know, I guess we would just agree to disagree. Maybe there's room for that. But I do think there are just more important traits. This is the way I would describe it. There are more important traits that you should be known for,
yeah,
instead of just being Mr. Funny. Hard worker, dependable, reliable, spiritual, righteous, godly. Right. Like, I could keep going. Like, there's just so many, many things. Successful. There are just so many things that I would rather be thought of first than funny. But
yeah.
Number eight, this is kind of more of a lighter one.
I was going to say, go for it.
I'll go ahead and get us in this one. Number eight, marry someone you think is funny. Some of these other ones have been don'ts. Don't do this, don't do this. This one is definitely a kind of a more push in the positive direction. Marry somebody you think is funny. I joke around with my wife. I think Rachel does actually pretty faithfully listen to this podcast. She's a little behind, but I tell her that, you know, jokingly, of course, that I think I married the second funniest person in the world, second to myself, of course. But really, like, joking aside, I think she's very funny. We laugh at each other all the time. We joke around a good bit. If you have a marriage or a relationship where that is a non-existent factor, I don't want to speak for you. I wouldn't want to be in that relationship.
Right.
Like, it just does not sound very fun.
Well, flip to the other side. You want to marry somebody who gets your humor, who thinks you're funny as well.
That's
you.
Good.
And once again, it's not like, oh, we're just a couple of goofballs. No, I want somebody who understands my sarcasm, who understands my references, who understands all of these things. No, your spouse is not ever going to, like, your wife isn't going to understand all the references of your childhood. But hopefully that's part of you guys building a close connection together, is you find things mutually funny. And she can make a joke and maybe a cutting joke here or there, whatever it is, that just is hilarious. You want that because the person that's like, okay, yeah, I'll just go do that all the time. You know, no, you want somebody who has a little bit of life in them. And I think humor is a great litmus test, actually, to see, do they have a little spunk? Do they have a little fire? Do they have a little bit of life in them? Because the person that is super kind but doesn't ever really joke, has no sense of humor, doesn't really laugh at your, doesn't get your jokes, I'm telling you, it goes back to the very thing that first thing that Will said. This adds a color to life. It is a blessing from God, and you want to look for somebody in your as a spouse who gets that, who gets your humor, and who you like her humor as well.
What we're getting at is there is a magnetism to a good sense of humor. Yep. Like, it's just, man, people want to be around that. And again, so like when you're looking for somebody to marry, hopefully that's a part of the magnetic, you know, magnetism that she has towards you, and obviously you towards her, that draws you two together. I try not to spend too much time on Instagram, but man, some of the funniest times me and my wife have is we'll send each other reels. And when I send her reels that I just think are hilarious, I will tell her, do not watch them until I'm with you, because I want to see her reaction to it. We just have a, you know, good time. We don't do it.
My wife and I do the same thing. We lay in bed. And I'll tell you what, there's so many nights it's like, I just need to go to bed.
Yes,
and
she'll it's have not collected, a good habit, but man.
She'll have collected, you know, a dozen plus, two dozen reels on Instagram that we'll just roll to, like, either I think this is going to be funny, we haven't watched this, or I was laughing at this earlier today, and we'll go back, and my goodness. I mean, it's just, it's a ton of fun. We're laying in bed, kids are down, we're about to go to sleep, and you get this,
but
and I know
you
you're not supposed to look at
the same
screens
type
whatnot,
of sense of humor, that would,
correct.
You wouldn't be able to do that.
Correct. It would have been like, okay, you know, that's weird. And I've seen this, I've been around people who kind of have a, just an odd sense of humor off.
Yeah.
It's really off-putting, and you can tell based off their favorite comedians. I'm not a big Brian Regan guy. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not a big Brian Regan guy. However, Nate Bargatze, guys like that, hilarious. Some of Seinfeld stuff is really funny. Like, if you listen to certain comedians, some are very, very dirty. You got to be careful. But you can kind of tell based off of somebody's humor what it's going to be like.
I think a good example of this, and clarification, you got to watch it on Clear Play, clean up the language. There's some stuff you got to skip past. I think of The Office. I've met a lot of people that are like, I don't find The Office funny. It's like, okay, then your sense of humor not at the intellectual level that it needs to be. And I don't mean to be insulting, but like the people that don't like The Office are the people that like elf type humor, like just the stupid humor, you know? So I don't know. Like, that's just kind of goes to what we're talking about here. But
actually, that brings us to number 9.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a perfect segue, because
you do this one because I'll do number 10.
Yeah. Potty humor is not really funny. There are certain things that maybe have been considered funny potty humor, but when you watch those movies or when you're around the friend who's just always making the jokes about the burps or the farts or even immature jokes, the sexual jokes, first off, be very careful with being around somebody like that. And if you are that person, potty humor may have, you may get the laugh once or twice, but what you become known as is kind of vulgar. You don't want that reputation either, where people are going to start having to censor you, and every time you're around your, you know, the parents of your friends or whatever, they're looking down on you, kind of like, Leave It to Beaver, you know, Wally or whatever it is, like the friend who is super sweet around the parents, but he's got this horrible reputation around the kids because all he can do is make all of these terrible jokes. Potty humor, it's just not funny. It's not becoming of a godly young man, so try to avoid that.
I feel bad. I put this one on there because I firmly believe this one. That made Joe go over it. I think you agree with it, but like I'm just a firm, but like it's just not funny.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like Rachel, even like when we got together, she caught on to that very quickly. Like when other people would like joke like that, and I just wouldn't laugh because like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to laugh at that. Yeah. She caught on to it. She's like, you really don't ever joke about that stuff. I'm like, no, because I think it's immature. I think it's not funny, and I would just much rather, not to be arrogant, have a more intellectual sense of humor than that. And so, yeah, I'm a believer in that one. The 10th one, I might not – listen, I bet some of our Discord listeners will disagree. You might disagree. I don't know. I put on here, I don't think dad jokes are very funny. I will see 40, 50-year-old guys on Facebook post something, you know, like a dad joke or a meme or something, and I just don't find it very funny. Like, I can't even think of an example, but like the puns sometimes, the, you know, and puns can be fun, I guess, sometimes, but for the most part, like, oh, that's a dad joke. Like, I just don't find it very funny. And these last two are not near as serious as some of these other ones.
A small chuckle at best, maybe.
Yeah, like, okay, I see what you did there type of thing. Like,
yeah, exactly. There's been a few that I thought were genuinely funny, but I've seen lots and lots and lots and lots.
And you'll usually see the guy, this sounds bad, but like the 50-year-old guys on Facebook that just think it's the funniest thing in the
world. Wearing
their
New Balance shoes. It's not and funny, yeah. They're Reebok.
I guess that's why they call them dad jokes, though.
Yeah, exactly.
So, is what it,
it
is.
It works, you know, I suppose.
I'm
but
gonna, Joe, if you want, I want to recap our list real fast. What we're going to close with is kind of what makes for good humor. But what we have for humor, again, these kind of 10 things. Know the right and wrong times to try to be funny. Know the right people to be funny around. Don't try too hard. Don't put others down to try to be funny. Know when to laugh at yourself. Funny and goofy are two different things. Don't make fun of your number one personality trait. Marry someone you think is funny. Potty humor is not funny, and dad jokes are not funny. Again, you can disagree about number 10 if you want. I would like to hear what everybody thinks, but that, I will stand firm on that ground that it's just not that funny. Joe, let's get to this question, though. What makes for good humor? And this is where we'll wrap up. We won't spend too much time here, but what makes for good humor? I think we can all look at some things, and we just spent some time on what is maybe not good humor, like bad humor or just not funny humor. What do you think makes for good humor?
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking to be funnier, there's a element that's well-timed. Like, good humor is just well-timed. Yeah. It's not 2 seconds late. It's not cutting across somebody to make the joke. It's just right in time.
You hear that phrase, comedic timing. Like, yes, exactly. It is a thing.
It is a thing, and certain people are just really good at the comedic timing. Like, I'm a sucker for biographies. I'm reading through Robin Williams' biography, which I think is really interesting. And the timing, the quick wit. Really? I'm not a quick wit. Interestingly, depending if I'm more comfortable around you, I'm probably quicker. I really try not to like be super cutting with other people, and sometimes I can be. And if I'm comfortable around the person, quick wit usually
goes
wrong with it.
Your brother's really good at it.
My brother is way too fast and have a tough time keeping up on some of those. So there's the quick wit, but even if that's not the case, just well-timed is a big part of humor. I'm actually going to bring in another one that you have, which is just natural. The well-timed ought to feel natural. And I love that you put natural on here. Like, good humor should be it should flow naturally rather than something that's very forced. You're just trying to get the joke in there and you kind of come back around. Like, my wife was telling me about somebody recently that made a joke and it didn't really get a laugh. And then they came back around. Three times.
Said it again.
Came back around. Like, what? If it wasn't funny the first time, it's certainly not funny the third time. Give it up. So, no. I mean, you got to be – it's got to flow naturally.
Yeah. So, the next one, I'm gonna go to number – we're just going to go out of order. Second one here. I put on here not out of style. And by that I mean – and I was trying to think of some examples, and I probably should have prepared better. I can't really do it on the fly. But, like – there are things that were funny maybe on social media or was part of the lingo 4 or 5 years ago that if you tried to do that now, as some people do, it's like, doesn't land as much.
Yeah.
Again, I feel bad because I don't have any examples off the top of my head. But like, there are just things, for whether it be phrases or, you know, again, just jokes that it's like, okay, that might have been funny 4 or 5 years ago. That is not funny right now. And there's just some people that are a little bit late to that party. Yeah. And it's like, you still think that type of joke is funny, and it's just not.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you get into the fads, the mustaches, or, you know, mustache you a question, those type of things. Like, okay, that may have been almost funny in 2015.
Not anymore.
You know, decades passed. But the next one goes with that, which is being well-informed. So much of humor is you've seen it, you've heard it, you've been around it. You know, you have to live a little bit. You know the references. It doesn't mean you have to go watch every show or anything else, but sometimes, be careful on this one. One of the things you can do is watch compilations of some show, whatever it may be. If everybody's talking about it and you go and you pick up some of the key ones, even if that's the case, you're not going to watch 9 seasons of something. I get that. Maybe you don't have Clearplay. Be selective. Be very careful on some of the things that you're watching. So I'm just going to put that PSA out there.
Of course.
On the other hand, so much of humor is being well informed. It is like our humor with Will and I, like our humor together and with my brother. So much of it is about culturally relevant things that
if one of the three of us was kind of clueless about,
correct,
like, it would not
land. And you guys have had this because you and Jack will say something that is hilarious online or going on online, and I'm completely oblivious because I'm not on social media all that much, and I missed it. And so I decided, man, I got to get back on Twitter. I got to start like paying attention to these things.
Got
to
be well informed.
Yeah, I got to be well informed, and it actually does kind of help. You don't want to be like, again, I'm not talking about doom scrolling and everything. I'm just saying, make sure that you kind of are in the know on some of these things. So much humor is going to go above your head if you have no idea about anything in life. Yeah, so this is a call to just be well-informed, be well-read.
The next one I would say, what makes for good humor? Sarcasm. Sarcasm is a very good, great sense of humor. Again, you got to be well-timed, and you got to make sure that, we'll get into the next one, but like, you got to make sure you're not cutting necessarily, but sarcasm is just funny. Like, I don't care who you are. That's just I feel like that type of humor will never go out of style. People can do it really poorly sometimes. Again, like, you can really overdo sarcasm, I think. Just again, the nonstop everything is sarcastic. Probably overdoing it. But the people who, once again, are very well timed with it, who will drop something, it's just like, that is hilarious, even though it was just sarcastic. And then the last one we have on here, Joe, and then whatever final thoughts you have, good natured ribbing. This, you know, goes back to, it is okay. I mean, Joe and I and Jack, we rib each other all the time. And it's just part, I rib my brother, Luke, like, just nonstop. It's just, it's what we do, and nobody gets their feelings hurt. Yep. Nobody, I don't think Joe leaves the Zoom calls. They hate me. Like, no, it's good natured. We're having a good time. It's part of right. it.
Nobody takes themselves too seriously.
Exactly. Yep. Like, I don't know. That to me is some of the most fun humor.
It actually can be a camaraderie building
thing. Yeah, that's true.
You know, where you're one of the guys. If they don't joke about you, sometimes you're going,
do they actually like me?
Do they like me? Do they know anything about me? You know, it's good to be one of the guys. So don't take things too seriously. Enjoy the good-natured ribbing. Give your buddies a little, you know, a little push here or there and on your jokes. Just enjoy it. Have fun with it. But be careful on some of those things. It can get carried away if you're not watching out. On the other hand, man, I love that we end on this one. Good-natured ribbing. That's really what this is all about. It's just being good-natured about it. Recognizing there's a time and place for humor. Recognizing all the things we talked about in the top 10. And then the good humor. Just be well-timed. Be well-informed. Make sure it's not out of style. Let it be natural. Sarcasm is good. Yeah, it can go a little too far, but by and large, I think sarcasm is perfectly fine. There's a lot of people that, oh, no, you can't say that. Sarcasm is okay. God has sarcasm. Paul has sarcasm, as we said. And then the good-natured ribbing. These are the type of things that if you don't have a great sense of humor, we can learn in some of those areas. Be around other people that are going to give you a little, be a little hard on you, a little good-natured ribbing. And so I don't think I have much more to add. I think
hopefully you enjoyed this episode.
I was going to say, I think this is a fantastic outline. Once again, I didn't know how much we were going to get out of the humor one. I thought, yeah, we'll get a few thoughts. We'll put together this fantastic one of just all of these things that it's important. It was really what it comes down to.
It was one of those where I was like, I put something down. I was like, oh, yeah, da-da-da. Oh, yeah, da-da-da-da. And I looked down and I have like eight or nine things. I was like, Joe, I need one more to get to 10. But we would love to know your thoughts and comments. Let us know if you're in the Discord. Hit us up in the episode chat server. Not server, channel. And still learning the Discord lingo. And let us know what we miss, what you think about this. Again, not quite as serious as some other episodes, but we do believe all these things. So, yeah, we appreciate you listening, as always. We'll be back next week with a little bit more serious one. But thank you for listening and watching, as always, to the Godly Young Men podcast.